My next guest is going to help us try and figure out what's going on with crime in the United States. We're on a bit of a crime bump since about 2020 after a three-decades-long decline overall in crime. And it's not just the big crime either. It's not just murders and shootings that are high. Shoplifting has spiked 24% this year alone. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith from the National Police Association back on with us. What the heck is going up with that, Betsy?
Well, this was a survey of about 26 different larger cities around the country, and we're seeing this continued spike in shoplifting that we really saw beginning in 2021, and we're seeing other crime, and I'm going to qualify this, there's being reported that other crime is going down. In reality, the reporting of crime continues to go down. You know, we're still seeing about 20,000 homicides a year, but this spike in shoplifting is so concerning, and it's a direct result of the lack of prosecution of criminals in this country. So we see this as a much bigger picture issue in the United States.
I've always thought that it would be hard to keep up with the statistics going forward if they don't count theft under $900 or $1,000 or whatever that they're doing in some of these jurisdictions like San Francisco and whatnot, where you see all the big smash and grabs. If they're not counting that as, you know, crime, how does that get figured in there?
Well, you're absolutely right, and there's your problem with statistics. You know, what do they say? Lie statistics and damn lies or whatever it is. But what we're seeing is a difference between, for example, what the FBI has reported to them by local law enforcement as opposed to other various think tanks and other parts of the federal government, like the Bureau of Justice Statistics. So even our own federal government is reporting that about 42% of crime overall doesn't even get reported. And, of course, when you're talking about shoplifting, exactly what you just said is correct. If a store owner loses, say, $500 worth of merchandise that some guy just walks out with, that store owner knows that the case will not get prosecuted. The police probably don't have time to come and take a report, depending on where that city is. And so they don't even bother to report it. So when you don't report crime, it looks like crime is going down. But I think every American can look around, regardless of where you live, and say, you know what, I don't see crime going down in my neighborhood.
Well, it doesn't seem to be like an America-wide problem either. And this is my own anecdotal experience, and admittedly, it's anecdotal. But when I go out to my hometown in Bug Tussle out in East Texas, and I go to a CVS or a Walgreens or a Rite Aid, they don't have anything locked up. However, when I come to downtown Dallas where our studios are and I go to the nearest drugstore, there's half the inventory is locked up. So crime is being treated different across America. It's not a monolithic block.
Well, and that's something that the National Police Association talks about all the time. Safety and freedom from crime should not be regional. But that's exactly what we're seeing and exactly what you anecdotally just provided. When it's the same thing where I live, in the suburbs, things aren't locked up. When I go into the city, things are locked up. And that is not the way that our justice system, and that is not the way that policing is supposed to work in this country. No matter where you live, you are supposed to be safe from criminals. You are supposed to be free to go to whatever retail establishment you want and, you know, purchase goods. And the problem is this is getting handed down to the consumer. We all see it. You know, we've already got a bad economy. And then when your local store owner, whether it's a giant Target or whether it's a little mom and pop convenience store, they have to, you know, put that loss that they keep experiencing onto your bill when you go to pay. That's very frustrating. It's also very frustrating.
Hang on,
we're
about to run out of time. Can you just do 30 seconds on the National Police Association for the guy listening?
I absolutely can. Go to nationalpolice.org. You can read more about this topic. You can hit that donate button and help us do everything that we do for the American law enforcement officer and those who support us. Thank you, James, so much.
Thank you, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith on The James Show again from the National Police.